Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody, good afternoon. It's me, Sonny Clark. You're listening to On the Air with Sonny Clark, and we have with us here on my side here is Lois. How you doing, Lois? Good to see you. Make sure you speak up a little bit more for that microphone so we can hear you, dear. As we are here as, well, this is an informational show here today as this show, actually, On the Air with Sonny Clark, wasn't even due to premiere until March, right after February. And that having been said, there's been a situation, obviously, what we're dealing with here in our town here, as far as Rowlett is concerned. It, you know, obviously the tornado, obviously the big news here in this town. And Lois, this is a town that we have seen here just within the last 2 days. We have seen this town really come together as one.
You know, I think that's one of the benefits of living in a smaller, a smaller town. That's one of the things that really brought me to this area is because I really like that small town feeling. I mean, we're not by any means, 100 folks or anything like that, but we are a smaller community, and the resiliency that people have come together in this community is just astounding. I have to say, Sonny, it's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it is. And it's something that with a town of only 65,000, we've lived in a lot of places as far as but I've never seen such an outpour for the community, especially in something like this. And a time of whether you want to call it despair, for the town and people that are out there. So what we're doing here is just giving you an update on some of the things that have happened with the tornado and everything. So I'm going to shoot it over to Lois. She's got a thing that just came out on the Rowlett page. Go ahead and let us know about that, Lois.
Yeah, the city of Rowlett has just recently, within the past 5 minutes, it looks like they have just recently posted a city of Rowlett tornado recovery information flyer. Now, this information is being distributed to all door-to-door. They're going to all homes within the affected areas. And on this information recovery sheet that you're going to receive, you're going to see information about where to go to receive food, goods, clothing, and financial aid. There's an entire list of that. There's also, where to get information about vehicles, about public works, about contacts, contact the utility companies, Encore, Atmos, Verizon, that sort of thing. Mainly, though, one of the things that I really want to touch upon is that there are so many churches within our city, and the amount of the amount of what they're doing is incredible. I might add, though, there are some that are not on here that are not churches. For example, if you have a child that attends maybe Lakeview Centennial. Now, that's quite a bit of ways, but my son attends there. But you live in this area, whatnot, or maybe you're out in that area. You can also go to Lakeview Centennial to receive some donations. They have a plethora of items that you can receive. So there's quite a few services that are not on this list, but these are the things of what the city of Rowlett is distributing. They're currently in that process right now.
Yeah, and also, folks, information that you're going to hear from us here today, you can probably, you can find it on the Rowlett Facebook page. And also, you're going to hear some other information. There's other Rowlett pages that we're gathering this information that you're going to be hearing from us today. Okay, one is the Rowlett page. The other is the Rowlett business postings. You can find out some things on that one as well. Living in Rowlett is another page where you can get information. Also, check Rockwall, Texas, My Town. There's some things on there. And, of course, there's the Waterview neighborhood postings. Those are the ones that are on there right now.
Actually, I'm going to interject on that.
Go ahead.
One that has popped up within the last 48 hours or so, maybe 72 hours, when this storm hit, is the Rollitt Garland Tornado Info and Support. That currently is a public group. It currently has over 10,000 members with that.
Wow.
A lot of information is being disseminated there and distributed there. There's a whole lot of information that you're going to receive there, some missing people folks are looking for, some information about, for example, donations. Some people are offering up their homes. Some people are offering up their services for hot showers, just a plethora of information that you'll receive from there. Again, that page is called the Rollitt Garland Tornado Info and Support page.
And there's also another one that I just ran across earlier here today, the Rollitt Good News Pay It Forward page as well. So lots of places on Facebook where you can get the information that you're going to hear here in our show. But again, we're back to the fact that we're in a little community of 65,000 people. And the outpour and community support is incredible. That having been said, folks, understand something here. I made the big mistake today as I was coming back from Garland. I decided I didn't want to go to the Walmart Supercenter over there off of Rowlett Road. I wanted to just go to my neighborhood Walmart's little neighborhood center, and that's located at Dal Rock in the 66. Now, folks, that place is closed. Now, I didn't know that. It's hard for me to keep track on these pages. A lot of stuff is probably put out there, and I didn't know it. So that Walmart neighborhood center is closed. The Carl's Jr. is closed. The CVS, I think, is open, but it's also being a place where they are manning Encore and stuff things like that. Also, Walmart, the neighborhood center, Encore's communication center for this thing is located right there.
Yeah, it looks like they kind of turned it into like a big big headquarters right there with Encore. There's a ton of Encore service trucks that are out there, and they are definitely working their hardest. We appreciate their work. Cannot say how thankful we are that they are providing folks getting equipment cleaned up and getting electricity and power out to as many folks as possible as quickly and as safely as possible. We want to thank them for their services.
You're listening to On the Air with Sonny Clark. I got Lois with me as well, as we're going to be going over some of the things that are going over. I want to talk about the notice that was put out by our mayor, Todd Cattell, and this was just given out just a few moments ago, okay? And it says, attention, Rowlett citizens, a few items for your attention, and we're going to go over these. It says, if any storm victim is in need of assistance, please feel free to stop by the First Baptist Church of Rowlett on Main Street or the First United Methodist Church on Main Street, C3 Church in Cholla, or Cornerstone Assembly of God on Trady Road. Their doors are open. They are providing bottled water, toiletries, baby supplies, clothing, personal hygiene items for your new use. So check those out. Also, he says, thank you for all the volunteer offers. It's graciously appreciated. And this is the most important part of this, okay? For folks, we know people want to help, and goodness gracious, it's hard to find that nowadays where people want to help. But this is what he states. He says, I will let you know when Rowlett is prepared to utilize volunteers. EMS teams are still working in the area along with Encore as well as Atmos to restore basic services to that area. This could take some time, and we need to make sure that those areas are safe first. So you can get together, you can huddle, but actually going into that area, they're not going to let you go in there, folks, unless you have a driver's license that says that you can be there and that you are going to be the only one in there. So,
Sonny, this has just been posted by the Rowlett Police Department about 8 minutes ago. And Rowlett Police Department has just come out with a statement that says, due to the vehicle congestion near the 66 and Dal Rock Road, access to northbound Dal Rock Road from I-30 is closed effective immediately. There's currently no ETA for when it will reopen. So again, that's 66 in the Dal Rock Road. Access to the northbound Dal Rock Road from the I-30 is closed effective immediately. That statement, again, does come out from the Rowlett Police Department. Feel free to browse their page. Check them out on Facebook there.
Definitely. Check those out, because as the day goes forward, the traffic is going to get really congested over in that area. So keep your eyes and ears open for that. Thank you for that update, Lois. And Todd Cattell also says he wants to apologize for the delay in responding to your issues. Yeah, like he's got a lot of time to be responding personally to a lot of issues. But he says he's been inundated with messages and issues. He says, I'm working through them as quickly as I can. He says, you're welcome to email me at ToddCattell@Rowlett.com. But here's the important thing. He says, please be specific in your request so I can direct it to the appropriate party. Now, granted, what that's saying is he cannot always, you know, personally, you know, direct everything going on, but it's going to get to the right department to where things can be taken care of. He says, thank you for your support, prayers banding together and understanding at this time. So those are the updates that are coming from the mayor.
Recently released in reference to that closure. This is what the Rowlett Police Department has stated as well. This is a critical update. And they're asking that this be shared on Facebook as well as to whomever needs it. And the bulletin reads, due to the congestion created by citizens trying to gain access to their damaged homes and our need to get heavy-duty equipment into the damaged areas and clear debris, we are in the process of completely closing entire neighborhoods to all traffic and persons. This will also include closing entire roads at the same time. We'll be clearing one grid area at a time, and we've requested mutual aid from cities all across the Metroplex to provide us front-end loaders and dump trucks. Please do not try to gain access to the damaged neighborhoods at this time. We'll be posting updates as we clear specific areas, and please monitor social media for updates. This process is expediting our citizens being able to gain access to their homes and property through open roadways. In addition, we're also removing all damaged, inoperable vehicles from those same neighborhoods. Let me repeat that. We're also removing all damaged, inoperable vehicles from those same neighborhoods. If you had one of those vehicles in the area, so you may either contact Martin Services, provides the phone number of 972-485-4458, or Cafe Towing. That's at 972-309-9757. You need to make sure that you give them your license plate number and so they can confirm which record company has possession. And just keep in mind that they are the only contracted record services authorized to remove vehicles in the city of Rowlett. So, again, you're going to need to find your vehicles over at Martin Services or Cafe Towing. Feel free to give them a call. You can find their numbers as well on social media as well. So just keep that in mind. Just don't want folks to be, coming home if they do gain access to their neighborhood, wondering where their vehicles are. They've been towed or they're in the process of getting towed, so that we can make sure that those areas are safe.
And that's also another thing. This is an inconvenience. If you do have a vehicle that's running and they don't know, it could be towed as well. So understand the inconvenience that you're going to go through. Just understand the inconvenience for all the first responders and people who are trying to gain access to make sure that those areas are safe there. Realizing that it's an inconvenience, also realize what this city is going through right now in order to make sure that those areas are safe. Heck, just for the people that live there, forget all that other. How about the areas where people live, that weren't affected but are right there in that area? So there are a lot of things that are going on, and they will become an inconvenience for people. That's something that, we're going to have to suck it up as a community. So make sure you understand what's going on as far as that's concerned. It's going to be inconvenient, but I think we can get through it.
I think it's really important also that that our law enforcement are really taking serious precautions to protect our community. Still learning from the previous experience, experiences throughout the country of what these catastrophic events have brought. They brought in looters, they brought in some you know, some issues that we really don't want to have to deal with our city. We need to remain safe and calm. And that's what these first responders are doing. They are trying their hardest to ensure your safety. They're trying their hardest to respond in a timely manner. You know, and they're taking those precautions, even though they are inconvenienced, to make sure that those people that live in the area truly do belong in those particular areas to ensure their safety.
Taking a look at some of the other things that are going on, I wanted to give you an update regarding that tornado that hit on Saturday, on December 26th, the day after Christmas. The National Weather Service classified that tornado as an EF3. Now, based upon the assessments made on the ground by personnel, damage is significant, so make sure you understand that. This is some of the stats that we are getting regarding that. This is the part I find amazing. Only 23 injuries, no fatalities in this town. And folks, I accidentally drove by. I was telling you that I drove down that 66 to think I was just going to go to the neighborhood Walmart. And folks, it's amazing with all the debris that is out there in that area. To me, it is a complete and utter shock that there were no fatalities that at the time this report was given. That was like 3 hours ago. So now at this point, they've assessed 1,000 homes in Rowlett with 854 homes impacted. Damages as followed: 220 homes were affected, 298 were minor, 188 were major, 148 homes have been totally destroyed. I want to go back to that number. There are 148 homes and families that have been displaced in this town. And that goes back to the love and the generosity and what's going on in this town. Folks, I can't even imagine 148 people, never mind families of, you know, two, three. You know, those numbers are in the hundreds where people are displaced, and never mind major damage. When you add up the fact that the houses have been totally destroyed, along with major situations that are going on there, that is a total of 336 homes where people don't have a place to go, though. And that's a big, big number.
That is a big number. And the thing is that's actually only encompassing Rowlett, I believe, is those figures. And
yes, only Rowlett.
Let's remember those apartment complexes right across the lake there.
Yes.
They sustained significant damage. We're talking about several 100 people just without their homes right there. Hey, Clark, I just want to bring up a posting that has just popped up on the page here.
Okay.
And this comes from Angela Harrell. As we know that Angela, she is
Spirit Outfitters.
Yes, she's Spirit Outfitters. Now, she and her company, they are actually doing a Spirit Outfitters T-shirt fundraiser. For $20 each, you can purchase a Rebuild Rowlett shirt. She conveniently has these in long sleeves, so woo!
Yeah.
It's all warm here. It states that all proceeds will be donated to Life Message to help support the victims. You can either order them on Etsy, or you can call over the phone, or you can just go into the store, you know, for those. And it does say that the backs of the shirts will be printed with sponsored logos of the companies that donated to the cause. And then, of course, you can contact her at info@thespiritoutfitters.com to make a donation, as well as send your company logo. So, again, Spirit Outfitters is stepping up as well here. And they
She's
are
so cool.
Yes, she is. And their stuff is so cute, I have to say, too. Let me interject.
I know. The bank account gets dwindled after
that.
Yeah, I know.
So their stuff is really, really cute there. And anyway, yeah, you can order order directly from Spirit Outfitters. They got some great things in there. And what a way to come out to the community and show your support by wearing one of those great shirts there.
Definitely. And like I said, the Spirit Outfitters, you know, as we started doing this, we obviously the Couch Potato Sports Show with the coverage of the Rowlett Eagles as far as their football and basketball teams, she's been a big time supporter. I've got some of the coolest shirts with the Raleigh Eagles and my name on them, you know, people recognize me. I think, you know, I think they really only see the name more so than recognize me, but, you know, it makes it a lot easier. So, and folks, Spirit Outfitters is a great part of this community and always been a part of this community as well. As we're also going to be playing some commercials. We're going to be playing some commercials of these fine sponsors that obviously sponsored the Raleigh Eagles, but also helped this community. And Spirit Outfitters is one we'll be going to some of those commercials as well. Let's get back to a little bit of some of that news. Now, at this point, as far as businesses are concerned, okay, 43 businesses were impacted, 38 minor, 5 major, and 23 currently ceased operations. Now, that's 23 businesses. Now, it doesn't say if they were small businesses or where they were or who the list are. But one of them's Walmart. They've ceased operations completely. And Carl's Jr. is another one. That one is completely down. So that now is something where it's now going to affect the businesses in this town. This is affecting a lot of homes, but also businesses are impacted. So make sure that if you have the opportunity to be able to use some of the businesses that have been affected, I am sure they would appreciate your business as well as over there. So as of this morning, about 4,900 homes were still without power. Encore has teams in Rowlett, and they're in the parking lot over there at Walmart. Okay, with their command center right there, and they're working to restore power and are receiving additional resources now. So the city now has moved into recovery mode and will be clearing the streets as right away and getting the debris off of the streets. So, and also, folks, there is a curfew in effect in those affected areas. They will remain in effect. Only to emergency personnel and residents will be allowed in the area if and only it is safe. And going back to what Lois said, and I'm going to have her reread that of what they're doing as far as closing off the areas, they're asking for non-emergency personnel to stay out of that area. Okay, they still need to clear the roadways, folks. And there's nails, there is wood shreddings. You run over them, they're gonna affect your tires and everything else. Go back over that thing again, really quick on what they're doing in those neighborhoods, Lois.
One of the neighborhoods is coming from Dal Rock Heights, and they sustained a significant damage. I've got a caller here who is indicating that, you know, I asked her, I said, you know, what is one thing that people really need to know about these neighborhoods? And she stated that, and I quote, just stay off the roads if you don't need to be there, because the people that live there, they can't get in and out to get food and supplies, and they need to be able to get out to get food and supplies. Some of these folks are on generators. Some just don't have any power whatsoever. Again, this is coming from someone out of Dal Rock Heights there. And I imagine that this holds true with several of the other significantly impacted neighborhoods. Just really the best thing that you can do is stay off the streets, no looky-loos, you know, give these people back their dignity, and they've lost so much already. And the least that we can do as a community is to come together and give them the respect and dignity that they need. This is their livelihood. This is everything to them. So that's one of the things that I think that they would really appreciate. If you just, you know, don't drive by, let them, don't congest the neighborhood so that those people, they only have a limited amount of time where they can get in and out of their neighborhoods, you know, because of these curfews and whatnot. And they need to get out to these shelters to get food, to get showers, to get clean, you know, things that they need.
Definitely. And what you said, I like that. Give them their dignity. This, you know, the looky-loos, is how tempting it is to go over there. And I get the fact that people, you know, they want to see it because they want to see, you know, maybe what they have been luckily not being able to have to deal with. And I understand it. But, folks, the traffic down there is a nightmare. I mean, as soon as you go over Lake Lavagne, if you're heading eastbound on the 66, the traffic is a nightmare. You can't get through there. There are so many people there, and I don't know if there's non-essential people or if they're the combination of everything, but if you have no business or you can do business elsewhere, please do. In this area, there is just no need for anybody to be around in that area because it's just going to cause congestion. And as much as we talk about one to two and three, it all starts adding up. When I just wasn't even thinking when I went down there, and I felt like the biggest idiot driving down there realizing and what was going on. Now, I wasn't going down there because I wanted to see it. I just wasn't thinking. Folks, start thinking a little bit. Stay away. If you can go to Walmart over at Rowlett Road in the 66, please do so. Go around this area. Don't be around. You know, it's interesting to see what's going on over there, but you really don't need to. And so stay away if all possible.
Yeah, and one thing is that, you know, you end up going too far into the neighborhoods or whatnot, and you end up getting a flat tire. There's only so many tire places in this town here, folks. So just keep that in mind. There's a lot of debris, a lot of nails, a lot of things like that that you really don't want to run over with your car. The main thing, the main message that these folks are really would really like to relay out to everyone is, thank you for, you know, thank you very much for this community coming together like they are. And B, give them a little bit of privacy so that they can, you know, they can have a little bit of dignity for what they have left. You know, they might be sitting in their rooms with big holes in their roofs. They might, there's some people that are still in that area there, and their house hasn't been completely destroyed, but you know, their windows are blown out and they're running off generators, and they just want to be able to get in and out, and they don't want to be you know, looked down at or whatnot. So
yeah. Yeah, and I was reading on the Facebook page on the Rowlett, and I understand frustration. Loved ones that want to get back to their homes, I get it and I understand, but right now, I hate to say this, and I'm going to say it anyway, and it doesn't mean to be rude. Right now, you're in the way. I mean, you have the first responders out there doing their job, and there are a lot of people that are missing family members or just missing things. They're trapped underneath rubble. But if you want to get in there to try to help, you're actually getting in the way, and you're ceasing the chance of being able to help people find some people. Let the experts do it. They have experts there. Please understand, and I read that on the Facebook. I'm not going to mention the name, but please understand law enforcement and canines are very doing the work. And if you are there in the way, you're just getting in the way, and you will prevent any kind of findings that are going on there. Understand structures are not safe in that area. You start going in there, you can have a house collapse on you. So I get it. I understand the frustration that is going on there. That having been said, you've got to let these folks do their jobs. And if you don't let them do your jobs, you will be in the way. So please keep that in mind and understand that people understand your frustration as well. But right now, let them do their job. You have a better chance of your family members or things that are missing with the experts more so than you getting out there. In fact, because you get in the way there, Lois.
Yeah, and also there are folks that maybe do not have electricity, but that they have fireplaces, and those folks there, you're probably going to be getting those flyers soon if you have not received those already. There are several places that are offering firewood, free firewood,
yeah, seen that.
For you. There's several. In fact, one that was just updated just recently is off of Elm Grove. Just before in Wiley, they're off Elm Grove there. So there's some there. If you need delivery, if you need delivery services or whatnot, if you have the opportunity to go to the public library or you have the opportunity to go to the Red Cross, which is set up at Stedham Elementary, directly right across the street.
Yep.
From Schrady Middle School. So if you have an opportunity to head over there, head over there to get yourself some warmth there. There's plenty of supplies that are out there for you. But again, if you need help assisting or you need someone to go and get those things for you, post on the page if you got a cell phone or simply pick up the phone and call, our local resources there, and someone will come to you in a safe manner.
I think that's a huge thing, in a safe manner. You can go out there. It's dangerous. There's down power lines in that area as well. So in another post, it goes right along with what we're talking about. Like in a community like ours, when we see someone down, all we want to do is help them. And we understand that. But please understand there's time for volunteers. But right now, they really need to hold on. The ones that are volunteering, wanting to go help, you got to understand and let the professional staff who are trained and know what they're doing, and they can focus in on the task at hand. Right now, rest assured, we're going to have plenty of opportunities for folks to volunteer to help. But right now, you've got to let those police, the firemen, the city managers, and people who know how to take care of this kind of situation, let them do their jobs.
Sonny, also, one of the things that I also want to express to folks out there is that there are an awful lot of animals being found, cats,
absolutely,
dogs, and some other small animals also. Feel free to take those to the Rowlett Animal Shelter. It is really, really for the best of folks that are missing their animals, that may not have access to the internet, may not have access to this show. It's just really important that you just get them directly over to the animal shelter. The animal shelter has means to where they have volunteers that can foster animals. There are some animals that may need some care. Some vet care. Also, Dr. Josh Cope, he is an outstanding member of our community, and he has done an amazing job providing for some veterinarian care. We just cannot thank him enough for what a blessing he is to this community. If I had the little clapper sound, I would make that noise there, Clark. Thank you. But the best thing that you could do really is when you find an animal or a pet, take it to the animal shelter.
Yeah, because they say they're not filled up right now. I saw a post a little bit earlier that the Rowlett Animal Shelter is not filled up yet. So even if they were, I think they're putting a couple animals probably in each ones that can get along. So they are encouraging you to do so, especially if you can't keep them, and just be careful. And there's also some other folks that are out there and talking about people who are, faking, those are our animals, can we come and get them? Just make sure you know who you're giving your animals to. If you're going to give an animal to, quote unquote, the owner, get an ID. And if they can't provide an ID, then, maybe you need to hold on to them for a little bit longer. Be safe with other people's animals. And if you can't do it right, get it over to the Rowlett Animal Shelter so they can take care of that. Now, they are filled up right there. Right, another post that came up is that they are filled with donations. So hold off bringing donations right now. But what they need are totes to store stuff and stacks. So if you have some totes that you can go ahead and give to the Rowlett Animal Shelter, please do so. But according to this post, and this is coming directly from the Rowlett Animal Shelter, please do not believe anyone that tells you that our shelter is full. It is not, and they put not in capital, so they still have room, and they're assessing all of the animals and finding fosters and things of that sort. They will get that taken care of in the right way there, Lois.
And I am still seeing posts that are popping up on Facebook sites. If you're not on these groups, then maybe a friend is or whatnot, have them look for your pet there too as well, because I am still seeing posts that are popping up on these Facebook Garland Treasure Exchange, Rowlett stuff for sale, things that are typically garage sale sites. I'll see these postings that will say, free, I found these dogs, I'm holding them here. Please, folks, do the owners a favor and get them to the shelter.
Yeah.
These dogs are not abandoned dogs. They belong to someone. And the only way that people are getting these animals, one of the best ways to get these people's animals back is really just to take them to the shelter, because that is the first place people are going to be looking for their animals. They don't have Wi-Fi services, you know, maybe at their house. So they're not going to be checking these Facebook pages. So please do not keep any of these animals thinking that you're doing them a favor, because they may never see their pet. And these are someone's loved ones. So please, please take them to the shelter.
Definitely. And thanks, Lois. That's a good point, because a lot of people don't have internet services. They don't have access to the Facebook pages that we are covering right now. So keep that in mind. Now, folks, what we're going to do now is Lois and I, we are gathering our things here and getting all the information that we are coming up with. We're scheduled for a 3-hour show. Don't know how long we're going to do it. But as far as you know that is concerned, we're going to cover a lot of things that we are seeing in here. Lois may have to bow out for a little bit, but I'm going to stay on for as long as the information that I get is new and updated and going with that. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the air with Sunny Clark. We're covering the Rowlett tornado, things that are going on, keeping you informed of things in the community. Make sure you check out now. I'm going to be playing some commercials for some of the people that we have as far as the Rowlett Eagles sponsorships are concerned. These are trustworthy people, folks, because they've been with me for a while and they've been working with us as far as the sports are concerned. So that having been said, we're going to take a quick break here on that on the air with Sunny Clark. We'll be right back after a few of these commercials. If you need assistance with these folks, give them a call. We'll be right back.
At Wesson General Contracting Incorporated, we're your one-stop shop for all your general contracting needs. We are locally owned and with over 20 years of experience, so roofing, gutters, sidings, fence staining, painting, foundation problems, or roof damage are no problems at all. Give us a call at 214-200-5588. That's 214-200-5588. Wesson General Contractors, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Let Spirit Outfitters be your home for any of your specialty needs. Spirit Outfitters can do it all. Whether it's screen printing, custom apparel, spirit gifts, or embroidery, Spirit Outfitters has you covered. Need personalized apparel? We can do that. Want something just for you? We can do that also. Spirit Outfitters will let your imaginations run wild. Give them a call at 972-412-3440 or visit their showroom at 3538 Lakeview Parkway, Suite 101 in Rowlett. Or check them out on the web as well at thespiritoutfitters.com.
Harlow Tree Surgery offers more than just tree trimming and tree removal. They also offer landscaping services, planting, stump grinding, as well as fertilization and tree health. So if your tree was hit by lightning like mine, or you just need regular tree maintenance, call today and book your free estimate at 214-695-6500. That's 214-695-6500, and let them know you heard it here on the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
Let's face it, electricity is nothing to play around with. You want a professional taking care of it. Allen Bauer Electrical is your premier electrical contractor company. Whether it's industrial, commercial, or even high voltage services, we offer it at Allen Bauer Electrical. We specialize in all different types of electrical services while understanding all the mechanics of what is needed for any electrical service job. Reasonable, reliable, with true attention to detail to the customer is our specialty. Give Allen Bauer Electrical a call at 214-356-0197 to find out how we can be of service to you. Allen Bauer Electrical, proud sponsor of the Rowlett Eagles radio broadcast.
When people call Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, they are generally unhappy when their air conditioner is not working. But really, they're worried. Are they calling the right people? Well, at Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning, service promised is service delivered. People of Rowlett have depended on us for over 25 years, so go ahead, contact Stevenson's Heating and Air Conditioning at 972-475-3227 or visit them on the web at StevensonsHVAC.com.
I lost the microphone. Welcome back to On the Air here with Sunny Clark as we are covering some of the things that are going on, some news and information that's going on regarding the Rowlett tornado and the affected areas, mainly located over at Rowlett Road in the 66. Again, folks, that area is being combed off. You're not going to be able to gain access to it as there's just too much going on. It's so much so that they went ahead, if you are headed southbound on Dowell Rock at the 66, you're not going to be able to go there. You're going to have to go a different way. That it's so busy, they said, just forget it. We have got to be able to get these people where they need to go, and we got to be able to clear the area. So they have called that part off. And so also on Chisa, heading southbound on Chisa at the 66, it's blocked off. You're not going to be able to get in there unless you have the right credentials. That means a driver's license and an address that proves that you have business there. So make sure you understand that. Lois?
Yeah, you know, I have to say, being in this community, just feeling this community is really just come together and supported each other in just a phenomenal way. I mean, there are, you know, we have the hashtag out there that's floating around, Rowlett Proud, you know, but there are so many unsung heroes that have just stepped up in so many unbelievable ways. Here, you know, I've been reading the stories on Facebook. I've been seeing the photos and things like that, and I've been hearing the stories. Social media is an excellent way to receive some information, although make sure it does come from the legitimate sites and the ones that we named earlier with regard to the Facebook pages. That's a great place to get information. But needless to say, there are untold amount of unsung heroes that have really, really come out of this, and they have stepped up in so many ways. People are volunteering what they have. They're giving what they can. We have people that are offering babysitting services.
Yes,
we have people, ASI Gymnastics, they have a location in Rockwall as well as Firewheel Parkway, Firewheel, which is off of the George Bush there. They're offering free child care for their free camp, and they offer two different sessions and whatnot. There are people that are offering their trucks. There are people that are offering to come to other people, people that are delivering firewood, people that are out there saying, what can I do? What can I do? Almost to the point of frustration, because there are so many people offering so many things. And, you know, for a community of just 65,000 people with, you know, a major Walmart and a neighborhood Walmart and, you know, just a couple of these local stores and whatnot, who really, really were in a really small area, if you think about it. I mean, our growth potential for what we have, I mean, Garland is to the west of us. And then, of course, you've got Wiley to the east of us there. And then Saxe is just northeast of that. So, I mean, for being such a small community, the amount of heroic acts that people are doing, and I do see it as heroic, because these are acts that you see other areas that are not, you know, other areas that maybe they are suffering for lack of volunteer item aids. You know, we're so full on our donations right now that we're taking them over to Levon. We're taking over to Farmersville. We're taking them to different areas there just to make sure that, and Garland, of course, to make sure that those people have enough items as well. So thank you, Rowlett, for coming together and making it to where we can rely on your support. Now, the thing is that that support, you know, it's great right now, but just keep in mind that a week from now, people will still need support.
Absolutely.
They will still need support.
That's the biggest thing. Yes, that's the biggest thing, Lois. When you talk about that, it is. It's great to see immediately. But this is something that is going to last not days, not just a week or two. This is going to be months, quite possibly people in the years. So if there's any kind of other kind of donations that you can give throughout the year, and because they are going to need it as well. Don't forget about that as well. So
they will. They will absolutely need it. And housing is a big issue that they're going to need. And keep in mind, folks, that these people, they have to go through their insurance adjusters, you know, for claims, and they have to do certain things. Renters have to do it. You know, renters have to claim their renter's insurance if they have renter's insurance. Some of these folks that are rented these houses, they just didn't think about it. They
yep.
just didn't think about renter's insurance. So all of their possessions that were inside of the house, they're gone. They have nothing left. The homeowner's insurance will cover things for the structure. But we're talking about some folks that are renters. They just don't have that. We're talking about folks that, yes, they will get checks cut to them. Many insurance companies will, but other insurance companies, they need to go in and they need to assess damages. They need to do some things. And so these folks, you know, right now that some of them are in over at Stedham Elementary, I took a walk through there earlier today, and it's unbelievable. But you know, the thing is, with all of that, smiling.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
People are still smiling. They're laughing. They're smiling. They're not letting this situation hamper their mood. They just don't have time to do anything except for rebuild. And so I think that's phenomenal.
And exactly the amount of support that people are putting out there. Let's go over some of the things that I've seen up on the Facebook pages. They're having a barbecue at FCC Rowlett. That's 7301 Miller. If you're in the area and you are hungry, please do. They're taking meals out to the affected areas if they can get out there to feed the first responders and the workers. They're in really need of tangerines, apples, and other similar fruit to hand out. So you can drop them off at the Bolarama. That's a place that you can do that. So they're going to be doing that later on sometime tonight. So if you have an opportunity to drop off some food and something to help the first responders, that is always wonderful. Also, Anytime Fitness has tons of clothes, hangers, blankets, shoes, socks, water, etc. And that's over, again, at Anytime Fitness. That's located just a little bit west of Rowlett Road, or mark that, Dowell Rock in the 66. So if anybody needs anything, they also have towels, soap, and if you need a shower, go ahead and do so. So that's just some of the other things. What else are you getting there, Lois?
Well, Dickie's Barbecue. We all love Dickie's Barbecue.
Great buns. Guy knew. He's great. Yeah, yes. The great buns.
Great buns. Interesting you remember that, Clark. Great buns. I believe it's next week, and Guy, just call in or clarify on the Rowlett page, maybe put that blast out there again. And what you're doing is that he's actually got a benefit fundraiser that he is organizing, and that's going to be over there in front of his place there. You know, that's over by the Target parking lot there, over by Signature Spa Nails, I believe there. So Guy's going to be over there, and he's going to be organizing a benefit. If you are a musician, or if you have a band, you've got a band, or you're a magician, or you have some type of services that you can offer to really bring this benefit to life. If you work behind the scenes, if you work in production, you can help produce this. If you want to provide some time with that, just get with Guy, and I'm sure that he will tell you exactly what needs to be done. That's going to be a really good benefit. Along, of course, you know, with Angela over at Spirit Outfitters, you can buy shirts for Spirit Outfitters. Maybe everybody turn up to Guy's place next week wearing her T-shirts there. We also have Clark's left me there. We also have some information coming in for some folks that – let's see, what else am I seeing here? We also have some information, again, more volunteers. You know, what can I do for you? What can I get for you? Some folks are volunteering, again, to make some deliveries tonight. It's going to be a cold one tonight, folks. So if you are out there and you are just running on a generator, or you have no power, or you don't have any way to get out, I've seen a couple of posts where people are saying, hey, where can I go? What can I do? If you can get on Facebook and you have that access to the internet, then make sure that you can reach out to someone. Even if you have to call over to, you know, the authorities to come and get you out of that situation. We want you to be warm. We want you to be fed, have a nice hot meal. Stedham Elementary, again, is a Red Cross location that you can go to. They've got some cots set up, and you can lay down and put your head down for a little bit and whatnot, and maybe get some rest there for you and a hot meal. So if you're looking for a place, you're gonna be cold tonight, then please, please do not put yourself in a situation where medical personnel have to come and get you because of hypothermia. We understand and we know how important it is to be at your home, and that's the one place you want to feel comfortable with. Even if you've got a hole in the side of your house, it's really best to protect yourself from the elements so that you can be helpful to your family members. They need you. They really need you at this time. So don't get yourself sick. Don't get yourself in a situation where you're gonna fall into illness. Get yourself out. If you need help, please call someone. Please check the Facebook or social medias. Make a phone call to the authorities. If you don't have anyone here, trust me, we are all willing to help you in whatever situation you may need. We're here to help.
Definitely. I'm back.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm back. By the way, Lois mentioned the weather, and I want to give you a quick weather update. Tonight, it's supposed to get down to freezing. Now, freezing is 32 degrees, folks. That's where water freezes. So now, not only do we got the problem with the situation with it being cold and people don't have their homes, now you add ice up on top of it. And ice will start developing at that 32 degrees. So now you got to be careful. Now you got to be careful with the areas that you're going to. Now you got to be careful to make sure that you stay on the road and you drive safely. So watch out for that. Tuesday, the high is supposed to be 49 with the low at 35. There's some morning clouds, and they'll also hang around for a little bit. Wednesday is the first day we get a little reprieve from all the clouds, okay? Wednesday, it's supposed to be a high of 55. It's supposed to be really, really sunny. By the way, the chances of participation are not in the forecast right now. We might get a little spit rain, but nothing coming down like we've seen here in the past as far as right after Christmas and the day after. Also, Thursday, high of 51. The low will be 35. It's going to be mostly cloudy that day as well. And then on Friday, there's only a 10% chance of precipitation, 48 degrees and a low of 30. So yet there on Friday, we're back to freezing again. So please be aware of that because it's going to get cold. Now, just because the weather forecast says that it's not, you know, at freezing doesn't mean that it might be. So please be careful when you're driving around, as the weather forecast there for a while is all set for you. Saturday, partly cloudy, 51, as a high, 34, as a low. Sunday, partly cloudy, 56 and 33 degrees. That's your quick weather forecast that gets you through this week there, Lois.
You know, I have to say, too, what a blessing we are to be able to, you know, have our community pull through this. I mean, we've got a long road ahead of us, but just over the past, you know, 48 hours, we've made significant strides in, you know, improving the infrastructure of our community. Of course, been out here, we've had the utilities. The mayor has been wonderful with his communication.
Real active.
He's very, very proactive, you know, as well as the city leaders, and they are doing the best that they can. So we want to thank them, and we want to thank all those first responders again for going out and doing, you know, without even asking, just going out and doing, you know, doing it. We want to thank those people out there that are making a significant, you know, impact in the community. Jonathan Lamb. Now, this young man, he's everywhere. I have to say, I see him everywhere. Now, Jonathan, he's posting out that he's got some free firewood and supplies, and he'll be up at the racetrack on the 66 at Chisa about 4:30 this afternoon. He said that he's going to post up there since it doesn't look like he'll be able to get in the neighborhoods to deliver firewood and supplies. He says that he's got firewood, fire starter, lighters, candles, hand warmers, and a few one-pound green propane bottles. So he says if you can get out there, stop by then. He may not be able to get in those neighborhoods, and once they close those neighborhoods you may not be able to get access. So if you've got folks, if you've got an opportunity and you have that need for firewood and supplies, it looks like old Jonathan there has got you covered pretty well there. And again, this is not a city service that they are offering. This is simply
some dude.
I mean, really, we say some guy, but y'all know him, Jonathan Lamb. He's everywhere. He's this is like everywhere you want to be. I don't know. He's just everywhere.
So thanks to him as far as getting that donation out as far as the wood is concerned. Also, life message, please, no more clothes. Okay, they're up to their eyeballs in clothes. They actually need food donations, toiletries, and paper goods. So they are full to the max when it comes to clothes. So please, the suggestion was try helping hands, but bring food, paper goods, toiletries, and help life message be what they have been since we came in here in 2005. We've always knew about life message and what they are doing for this community. Now they are actually being put into overtime as far as that's concerned, as they feed so many people all the time. So if you can, they are on the side of the building that faces the Rowlett Police Station. So if you get the opportunity and you're looking for a place to get some food and you know it's going to go to something, to a good place, check out Life Message. Again, don't bring clothes there, but food and toiletries and things of that sort as well as in that area.
I think Clark hit that on the head. I think we're pretty well covered with clothes. A lot of places are pretty well covered for now for clothing. I think that one of the things that we do have to keep in mind is that you know, these things are going to run out. We're talking about baby formula, diapers.
Yep.
Don't forget the elderly. We need those adult depends. We need those things for the nursing, the folks in the nursing home. That place was hit pretty hard as well. So think about those needs as well. Non-perishables are great as well. But these things that they're going to need for, you have to think about, you know, a week, 2 weeks down the road.
Yes.
Diapers go quickly.
Yes.
They go quickly, and infants need those.
Yep.
You know, adult diapers as well.
Remember, the infants, an average of 10 diapers a day.
Infants average of 10 diapers a day. So we're talking about that. We're also talking about, you know, things that they could probably, you know what, one of the best things I think would be a great thing to take. Now, this is just me because I'm a coffee drinker, but do you know, when you lose your home, one of the things that you just wish you kind of had was a
cup of coffee,
just a coffee mug, something that's yours. Yeah. So if anybody's got any of those tumblers, plastic tumblers, I mean, this may seem trivial, but for me, I would be very thankful just to have a tumbler where I can fill up my coffee and keep warm. So there are a lot of people, especially behind the racetrack there, they are still without power as well. And they're, you know, they're kind of wandering out just to find a place to get warm. I saw one post there. They just wanted to get warm. So
yeah.
Things that we're taking advantage of, you know, the people that do have electricity and power, remember those folks there. Help them in some way if possible there. We want to caution you that just keep in mind that, you know, generosity is great and people need a hand up during this particular time of trial, too.
But yeah, but also, and that having been said, Lois, please be careful, because there have already been reports out there where people are taking advantage of the situation. Now, granted, it's hard to be able to tell who's who and who's doing what, but make sure that you're doing it. If you want to make sure that your donation or what you're doing makes sense, go to the First Baptist Church there on Main Street. You can drop off stuff there before 5 p.m. They need their donations are needed. Deodorant, brushes, toothpaste, shampoo, and soap. Those are the big ones that they are requesting over at the First Baptist Church that's located on Main Street in Rowlett. Also, C3 and the surrounding neighbors, they're saying they're wonderful, but as of right now, C3 will no longer be able to accept any donations as they are completely at capacity. So please take further donations to the First United Methodist Church, and they want to let everybody know that thank you, and they will let you know when they need more. Also, this one over here, just right outside of Waterview, what's the name of that church there, Lois? That they're accepting stuff over there. I think it's Stillwater. I think it's called Stillwater Church.
Yeah, I have not heard if they are, but I'm sure that anyone that is from that community,
yeah,
that they probably have already posted that. Yeah, they probably have already posted that.
Yeah. Also, folks, if you want to get in online, let us know something that we're not getting out there. 347-215-7497. You can actually get in here. This is On the Air with Sonny Clark, a show that wasn't supposed to premiere until April, but obviously the situation, the way it is, we might as well get off to an early premiere as we're going to cover the things. We're going to keep track of this as we go on. We're not just going to do this one. We'll keep you updated on everything and everything. And you know, again, folks, get on the Facebook pages for information and anything. You can get all the things that we're telling you right there on those Facebook pages. So check that out. Also, the Bowl-O-Rama, we talked about that they were getting together and getting the barbecue to feed to the other folks. But Bowl-O-Rama has also opened up their bowling alley just so you can get out of the cold. They have fresh coffee, Wi-Fi, bathrooms. They're also taking food donations as well for that barbecue relief that they were talking about. So if you just need that, like you said, Lois, just to get the cold, it's cold. I worked out in that today, and I had a coat. Some people don't have coats. I mean, so and remember, this cold is near freezing, and remember little kids as well. So if you have some extra jackets that you don't use or you don't have any, make sure you get those to the place so they can be distributed out well. Go ahead, Lois.
Anytime Fitness over in Rowlett, they are also offering towels and soap for folks that may need a shower. They have blankets, shoes, socks, water, et cetera. But Anytime Fitness is throwing them out there. Justin from Anytime Fitness, they
great
are
guy.
Offering.
Great guy, by the way. Justin John?
Yes, Justin John is out there, and he is offering his services up for folks that need a shower. And just to be able to get cleaned up, I know it's been about 48 hours, those folks, you may want to consider taking advantage of those services there. No judgments whatsoever. It's just that folks just wanting to help out and do things there. McAllister's, they are still offering, as far as I know of, they're still offering free meals for professionals and volunteers that are assisting in the time of need right now. Of course, you know, McAllister's is over at 4305 Lakeview Parkway over in Rowlett. So they got a meal, nice meal there waiting for those first responders on the scene. And then I also want to throw out one more tidbit there. Abby. You know Abby of Abby's Pledge. I think she helped sponsor this show there, Sonny. Abby is an anti-bullying advocate, and she works very, very closely within multiple communities nationally with regards to child abuse. And she is a child abuse advocate, I guess, a child abuse and domestic violence advocate. I guess you would call her. That's the best way to describe her.
I think so.
She works very, very closely with multiple organizations. Her list of folks that she works with really blows my mind.
Yeah, a lot of Dallas Cowboys.
She is
Too Tall Jones, by the way. Yeah.
She's
Too Tall, by the way.
She's sponsored by several different organizations, I believe, including NFL Retired Players Association.
Yep.
Over in Georgia. Helps to sponsor her some, but she is getting together with some associates. As she told me, that once she gets herself situated with regard to the situation, she wants to go out in the community and help folks. So keep in mind, if you know Abby over at Abby's Pledge, give her a page or a call or something like that.
Abby'sPledge.com, right?
Yeah, you can see her on Abby'sPledge.com, but you can also, I think she's got a Facebook too as well. But you can see all the wonderful things that she does within the community. She is a very, very
12
busy.
Or 13 now.
She's a very busy little girl. She is. But she is, as far as I know, she's reaching out with some folks specifically to help the needs of the children in the area. She does not work with really adults, but she does work with kids who have been affected by traumatic events like this. She can help provide resources and things like that for professional counselors. Really, I think she said that she stopped on by and said that she's got something planned for the kids in the community that have been affected by this. So look on the keep on the outlook for that, and I'm sure that she'll post something probably in the Rowlett page as well. So thank you, Abby, for stepping up and doing what you can. We know that you've been affected. by this tornado as well. And so we thank you for your generosity as well.
She's amazing. And I think she was mainly the toys for kids. I know that was one of her big things that she wanted to do is provide. I mean, imagine you're a kid and your house just got ripped apart and you just opened up your Christmas gifts and you don't have any toys.
Yeah, I think that's what she was talking about. But she's organizing something like that. And that's something that she's going to be working with some adult volunteers as well. And I'm sure she's going to be reaching out to the community for those kids that may know who she is. She goes over to Schrady. So she's going to be working with that. If you've ever seen her on a professional level, her personal level is a lot different from her professional level. And it's like walking in a meeting with an executive vice president someplace, and she really puts it together. So we want to thank her for that. We want to thank also for people that are, again, that are watching other people's homes. Those folks that are out there and have really kind of stepped up, again, without asking whatsoever. There's a lot of people right now that are afraid.
Yeah.
And fear will do a lot of different things to a person, but there's a lot of people that are afraid. And so these people are watching people that who may be out of town. They're watching their homes and making sure that they're safe. So we want to thank those unsung heroes as well.
Also, folks, just to let you know, the Duracell Power Forward truck is on its way. It's supposed to be pulling into Rowlett sometime today or tomorrow. As they are stopping in some of the other places as well that were affected, not just Rowlett. They're dropping out a couple of places that happened. So keep your eyes and ears open because that's always going to be, I mean, the folks that have cell phones is wonderful, but guess what? They need power. So I don't know. So make sure you check out Duracell. They're going to be coming. They're going to be set up near those locations where over there, Rowlett Road in 66, when they show up as well. So keep your eye out. That again, guy new over at Dickie's Barbecue says if you're in need of a hot meal, message them. They'll get the meal out to you. Or you can make those arrangements. But before you just show up, just message them. He's on Facebook. He's in those pages. Do that if at all possible. And again, folks, remember, not everybody right now has the internet, especially those affected areas. So if you can help out the people hopping up on your internet so they can check things out, check that out. Also, Lighthouse Baptist Church has food and bottled water snacks to help out anyone that has been affected in the storm. Contact Tommy Jenkins at 469-223-8437 or Mike Fisher at 214-717-0368. Now, also, just to let a lot of people know, this was a great post, and this is something that you're not thinking about when you're going through this. But understanding insurance companies the way that I do and understanding the situation of what's going on, he put out a post. I'm not going to put his name out there. You'll see it. But he made a very, very valid point. For those that are cleaning up in your area, you have your insurance and you've been devastated by this storm, do not throw your personal property away without, first of all, writing it down, and then second of all, taking a picture of it. Because the last thing you want to be is denied coverage for something that you should get covered for. So make sure before you get rid of it or you have to take a picture of it. The cell phones and everything, they all have cameras on them. So make sure that you have everything you need. So because I will tell you right now, they will not. I hate to say insurance companies, they cut the corners, but that's one way they do so. So don't just get rid of your big stuff like your TV, couches, beds, and all the makeup, all that stuff. Make sure you take pictures of it. Broken windows, make sure you take a picture of it before you tear it all completely out to make room for another one. So make sure you do all that. Your personal property, if it is covered, make sure you get pictures. If you forget to do it, don't give the insurance company an opportunity to deny your claim because of that situation. Also, please be aware of folks that this right here, it's not going to happen today. It's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to even happen in 3 or 4 days. But after that, you're going to get people that are going to be out there looking to try to take advantage of your situation. Don't become a victim twice. Okay, make sure you build your background. I'm suggesting the folks that we're putting on our commercials, Wesson General Contractors, it's because I personally know the guy, and I know he's not out there to rip anybody off. please be careful of that, because that's what happens right around this time of the year. And it's sad, Lois, that we have to do that, but you have to be on the lookout for someone who's trying to take you for everything that you got or your insurance company has.
Yeah, it is really sad. It's sad. I mean, you're going to come across unscrupulous folks that are definitely going to want to try to take advantage of the situation. And that is really unfortunately. That's really quite unfortunate. I would say really the best thing to do is if you have questions on whether don't post in Facebook whether somebody is a legitimate business. I mean. Don't post whether, hey, if someone a legit, if you have to ask if someone is a legitimate business, then move on.
You did not do your homework
and move on.
Yeah.
And that is and that may sound harsh or whatnot, but this is your livelihood. This is your home.
Yep.
If you have to ask, is this person legitimate, move on. Find something that's listed on the Better Business Bureau. We have a ton of electricians. We have a ton of plumbers. We have a ton of contractors within this city or surrounding cities that are, you know. So move on and find someone that is going to be able to do your work. If you need recommendations, from folks or whatnot, then get them. Call them up. Ask them for three recommendations. Again, this is a legitimate this is your home. And you don't want to come down 3 years later to find out that something's been incorrectly installed, or something is not going to be, and then you're out of money.
Yep.
So just be careful when you do that. If you have warranties on your products, keep that in mind as well. There may be items that you may have that maybe you just got for Christmas that have extended warranties on them. Yes, a lot of these will be covered by insurance, but those of you that don't have renter's insurance and your brand new gifts or whatnot, we're not in there, your cell phones and things like that, then keep that in mind. Maybe you can utilize those warranties. Just get creative with all the things that you with all the things you can. As it is, I don't have a regular phone. I don't have a smartphone. It's a very sad thing, but I don't.
But now, folks, also, we've been promoting some these are folks that we trust. And the reason why we trust them, they're also advertisers on the Rowlett Eagle Sports Network that we do the Rowlett Eagles basketball as well as the football over on the Couch Potato Sports Show. So some guy, Butch Wesson of Wesson General Contractors, regarding roofing and everything, gutter siding, flooding, everything that you would need a general contractor for. You can contact him. I'm putting my personal word out on him. He's a good guy. 214-200-5588. Again, 214-200-5588. This is a guy that you can definitely look to as far as that's concerned. Also, Stephen Sons Heating and Air Conditioning. During this time where obviously there's going to be problems with your system and stuff like that, get in contact with Stephen Sons. Their telephone number is 972-475-3277. They will help you out as far as that is concerned. Also, you can have your trees down. Harlow Tree Surgery. Get a hold of them. Good guy, by the way. He took care of our lightning strike tree that happened a couple of months ago. So check him out at 214-695-6500. Also, one more just to throw out there, Alan Bauer Electric, Carl Hermes, his son plays on the Raleigh High School as the quarterback on the junior varsity team. So he's on varsity this year, so he's looking to step up there. Alan Bauer Electric, give him a call at 214-356-0197. We'll be playing those commercials that we played during those sports games to run those numbers by you yet again so you can be up and ready to go. Lois?
Yeah, I just want to blast this out again because we did this at the beginning of the show, so I'm going to blast this out again with regards to what the city of Rowlett has posted out on their page. They posted out a tornado recovery information sheet that has gone out to residents in affected areas. If you did not get one of those, if you're over at a place where you did not get one of these, just keep in mind that there are several different opportunities to where you can receive food, goods, clothing and financial aid. Of course, the red There's a Red Cross Assistance Center over at C3 Church. There's also one at Sedum Elementary that's being utilized as well. Life Message is being utilized, First Christian Church of Rowlett. And also the Tide Mobile Laundry Truck. They are actually going to be offering residents a way to do their laundry. They're
How
gonna be,
cool.
Yes, they're going to be on-site at First Christian Church of Rowlett. Now, they are the ones over at 7301 Miller Road. That is a great opportunity to get your laundry done, gather up your things and whatnot, and get that done. And it's done really quickly. I have seen one of those mobile laundry centers. They're really efficient, I have to say. I wish I had those laundry.
They're nice. Yeah.
They're very nice. Yeah. They're very efficient. And what a wonderful way for Tide to be coming on and supporting our community. First United Baptist Church, First Baptist Church, Cornerstone Church, Lake Point Church, of course, over at Rockwall. That's my old church that I go to, my home church that I attend there for you. Lake Point Church, Steve Strope, Pastor Strope, he is offering a
He's so cool.
He is offering a plethora of information as far as resources, and they just had a Christmas service, and one of the givings that they had over their Christmas service is 100% of their gifts go directly back into the community, and this is they were able to help 100 every single person that had a financial need or some type of need last year. They were able to help directly because of those funds. So they are
so
very
cool.
Generous.
Yeah.
They're a nice resource. Also,
and by the way, they're going to have I don't know if you know about this. They're going to find all the professionals within the congregation. They're going, as soon as it's able to open up to where they can help, they're going to be out there as soon as they get the okay from the city of Rowlett to come out and help that area.
Oh, that's very generous of them.
Yep.
Very generous. So, reach out to your church, reach out to your home churches, reach out to there's a wealth of information information and resources that you can certainly utilize. Also, keep in mind that the city is currently in recovery mode, and they're going to be clearing those streets and right-of-ways of debris. So, those affected neighborhoods that you are in, if you are in a neighborhood that is part of a blockade, just keep in mind that if your car is in the way or it's blocking something or it looks like it's inoperable, that car is going to be towed away. So we don't want you to come back and worry, oh, my goodness, where's my car? You know, we want you to know that it is going to be towed away if it looks that it's going to be inoperable or if it's blocking some way or whatever the case may be. Now, Rowlett only has two contracted towers. One is Martin Towing, and one is Cafe Towing. So
look out for the ones that are not contracted.
Mm-hmm. They also had Big Bass Towing. So, but a lot of people, we love the folks over at Cafe Towing, and that's my. I really can't give a personal recommendation. No, I am.
Go ahead.
I like Cafe Towing. They have come to the aid of. The people of Rowlett in so many ways that they've just stopped off the side of the road and helped people. I don't know. I can't say enough about them. So anyway, you can find their information as far as if you've been towed, you can contact them at 972-309-9756. Also, the public library, they are currently open. They may be, I'm not sure if they're going to be closing at a certain time tonight. We'll have to check into that. But they have computers as well as free Wi-Fi for public use there.
Yep.
That's in case you need to get a hold of your family members that are concerned. You don't have Wi-Fi connection, you know, that sort of thing. So keep that in mind as well.
Where are they located now, Lois? I know they moved. Remember, folks, they used to be downtown. Now they've moved. Do we know the new location or do we need to look that up?
It's at 5702 Rowlett Road.
Got it. Okay. It's right by that bank that's around the corner.
Yep.
Down the street from the Advanced Auto Parts.
It's off of Big A Road. So
yeah.
if you come back behind the Target
or
up over off the Target there, you come off Rowlett Road and Big A Road there. If you come in from the Target there in the parking lot, past the cemetery, that's a creepy cemetery, by the way.
Yeah.
Come
past the cemetery there.
Yeah. You come up past the cemetery there, and then you'll just turn, hook a right before you get off of Rowlett Road, and you'll be able to see it there.
Yep.
So.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly where it is. I remember we were driving around. Fine. By the way, Firewheel Bible Church is going to be opening up their youth building to receive material donations. They're located at 2402 Castle Drive in Rowlett. And they want to thank everybody who will do so. If you have clothes and they say don't bring them there, try there. And as much as they don't need clothes right now, they're going to need them. So let's get that stock up and let's get too much. Let's get too much clothes because they're going to be in need. Also, folks, Shelly Myers, okay, she is a biology teacher at Rowlett High School, and she has several rescue parrots that stay in her classroom, and they were currently with one of her students in their home that was destroyed by the tornado. She puts out the post. She understands that someone has found two of them. Please contact her on Facebook in the Rowlett page so she can get with those people and get the birds back. So keeping that in mind, if you see that post, kind of put Shelly Myers into contact with them. Those homes that were destroyed, one person had, I think, four of them. And here we go. The bird's name is Rita. And let's see here. Oh, the person that has the birds, her name is Rita. So if anybody knows them, contact her at 214-850-3034. And here's the birds, a blue gold macaw, as well as a yellow nape Amazon. They were found, as well as the hedgehog was found. Please do that. Now, there's still one yellow nape Amazon that is missing. Now, his call, it sounds like a cell phone when it rings. So, like when he sings, it sounds like a cell phone. So, and by the way, his name is Panchito, Panchito. You say that Panchito, right? Put your hands up. Thanks a lot. And I'm horrible with names when we're calling the game. So, but Panchito, Panchito, I think is how you say it. So, Lois.
Just got an email. Just checking my email now. And this comes out from Lake Point Church. They have just published this bulletin. And what it says is that if you'd like to donate items, they're still receiving the following at the Rockwell campus Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. These are the only things that they are currently receiving. All other items should be taken over to Helping Hand. For example, food, clothing items, bottled water, et cetera. They do not need those things. What they are looking for are work gloves. They're looking for heavy-duty trash bags, and they're looking for Home Depot, Walmart, or Target gift cards. So if you can get yourself over to Home Depot or someplace to find some, get a six-pack of work gloves, please take that over there. This is to start the cleanup process there. They need heavy-duty trash bags, not those flimsy little white smelly garbage bags that we have in our garbage can here. They don't need that. They need the big heavy duty black garbage bags so that they can start the cleanup process as well and help those volunteer teams that are going to be doing a lot of cleanup. But hopefully City of Rowlett will clear the search and rescue teams here and pretty soon there, and then we'll get everything safe and everybody can come together here real soon to start to get the city cleaned up and get it back to what it was, not just back to what it was, better, because honestly, I think this situation has really, really brought our community together in just a phenomenal way, Clark. I have to say, I'm so proud of this little community. I say little, but, 65,000.
Yeah. And also, folks, just about every church in this town is serving food and handing out supplies. All the gyms have offered the hot shower. Take advantage of them. Don't, like you said, I think no judgment. I mean, your home is destroyed. They want to help. So they want to do it. Countless restaurant is offering food. By the way, shout out to Home Depot, who has not shut their doors since this whole thing happened. Okay, the day after Christmas, they've been open 24/7 down there. Big shout out to them so they can keep getting, and they're getting more supplies in daily and daily. So if you went there and they didn't have the supply that you're looking for, they have been getting them back in. They're getting daily supplies. guys coming out of DFW. And again, U-Haul over at on Walnut and Garland, as well as Garland Avenue and LBJ. They're offering out the first month rent that gets you in there. And please don't worry about if you're just going to use it to get the free and then get in and get out. Don't worry about it. There's no judgment there. That's what it's there for. So, and it's also a place. By the way, Duracell has showed up, okay? They got charging stations out there and batteries and things of that sort. They are all set and ready to go. They have hit Rowlett. So I said they were in other cities, but they are now hit now there, Lois.
Yeah, you know, and here's the thing is that also I was going to say, you know, one of the one of the coolest things that that occurred out of this whole thing is Chick-fil-A, which does not open on Sundays. They're not open on Sundays, folks. Everyone knows, you know, you wake up, you get the craving for the Chick-fil-A nuggets, and you go and take a drive out there and forget that it's Sunday. They're closed. They're not open on Sundays. Well, this last Sunday, they were open to first responders or anyone that needed a meal. They were there for them. So we want to give a shout out to Chick-fil-A for really being there and stepping up to this. This is the first time I think in their history
ever that I've seen it
that they have ever been open on Sunday. And those volunteers that came in to volunteer to work to do that, what an incredible a blessing that was. So we want to thank Chick-fil-A for their services as well. For giving them, folks, we want to thank everybody for the continuous financial donations, the continuous material donations, things that people are needing. We want to thank everyone for continuing to step up to that, and really it epitomizes what this community really is made of. We are giving, we are loving. We might fight a little bit on the Rowlett page, gotta say. It can get a little crazy over there, but you know, when it comes right down to it, we are community, and this is, you know, we're family. So we want to thank everyone for that.
By the way, on the Rowlett page, I'm just looking at some incredible video. An animal being rescued after being underneath rubble for 2 days. This is it's like a golden retriever. They're bringing them out. I'm looking at the video right now. It is incredible what these first responders and those people are doing to find animals. And this one's obviously hurt because it does not look like he can walk. You know how dogs, if they're able, they'll get up and walk. This one, unfortunately, is not able to walk, so they're laying him down. I'm watching this video. It's incredible. And the dog's licking the guy's face. They almost, like, gosh, I'm beginning to tear up because it's, you know, well, Lois knows I have a touched heart for animals and stuff. Yeah, it's a golden retriever. Yeah, one of those. You can find this up on the Rowlett page. You can see some of the incredible things that are going on in this town. It's unbelievable. Keep that stuff and everything is squared away. Now, I did not get a report if the 30 was opened up at the Doll Rock exit. I have not been able to get clarification whether or not the exit had. No, by the way, no, they closed it.
Yeah,
all south. Yeah, they closed Doll Rock south to the 30. You can't get in there. You're going to have to find a different way home. I feel bad for that, but that's how you're not going to be able to get on Doll Rock. They have closed that thing down southbound at the Rowlett Road in the 66. So, you know, so yeah, they're not going to allow you to be able to go. So keep that in mind. Just too many people in there. And folks, again, we know, we understand that you want to see it and be thankful that you are not there, but you will be in the way if you go down there. So
yeah, this is really honestly for the protection of the people that live there. And they just really need to be able to get in and do their job, and they can't if they've got the congestion there. So this is really just for them to get in, get their job done, and to be, you know, to help the people of the community.
Yeah, and again, I'm seeing some posts out there for folks that are upset that some of their vehicles that have been towed, folks, you got to understand it. And I completely get your frustration, but understand what those first responders and folks that are trying to clean up that area have to deal with. Vehicles that aren't moving, they are in the way, they have been thrown around or whatever the case may be. They don't know if your vehicle is running. They just do an assessment, and understand that. Please understand that, you know, I get that frustration, but understand these folks have got a lot of work to do. So please do that as well, so you can get that squared away. Again, a shout out to Guy New, the Feeding the Needy, again, out there over at Dickie's Barbecue, best buns in town, and yummy. But they're helping folks that are out there. Also, get up on the Facebook page. If you want to see what it looks like, just get up on the Rowlett page, okay? Now, granted, you know, when you're looking at it on TV, you don't really get it. However, that's much better than you driving down there. You can see exactly what's going on in the video. You can see the destruction that this tornado did in our fair city here. So please understand that you got to understand folks are doing their jobs, and they're still, by the way, folks, they are still doing rescue. They are going, like Lois said, again, Lois is going to go over that. They're going door to door to make sure that everybody is accounted for. And right now, not everybody is accounted for. That's why you can't be in that area. You'll get in the way. Lois, read that thing about how they're going to be going door to door one more time.
Well, I can't find it right now.
Well, now you can't find it. Well, while Lois is looking for that, we got some other things that are going on here. So, just to let everybody know about some of the things. Again, most of the churches are out there, you know, helping people. By the way, Black Tie Moving is also out there donating their services as well as storage as well. Shout out to Black Tie. And Quanis Frazier is a Texas Revolution player a couple of years back as part of that. Thanks, and Quanis Frazier, for your help over there. He doesn't own, he works there. He is probably out there trying to help folks as well. Lois found it. Go ahead, Lois.
I did find it. And by the way, real quick, just to let folks out there know that the Duracell truck has made its way into town. It is currently parked over at Church in the City here, just off Dahl Rock there. So if you need you need your items charged up, head on over to Church in the City. Make sure that you understand that you will be dealing with traffic right there off the 66 in Dahl Rock there. But Duracell truck is there. Yay, Duracell.
Yeah, cool. That's a cool truck, by the way. I saw the picture of that thing. I was sitting here thinking, and it's a Hummer, so that's always kind of cool as well. So that having been said, 18 minutes ago, is that what you were reading right there? Okay. You didn't read that, so let me just go out there and cover that. Oh, you want to do it? Oh, Lois has it. Lois, go ahead. Pull that up.
This was actually posted by the Rowlett Police Department about an hour and a half or so ago. And it does say that, and again, just so that this is out there, again, for folks just now joining us or just getting these here, what it states is it says, Rowlett Police Department states that due to the congestion created by citizens trying to gain access to their damaged homes and our need to get heavy duty equipment into the damaged areas and clear debris, we're in the process of completely closing entire neighborhoods to all traffic and persons. This will include closing entire roads at the same time. We'll be clearing one grid area at a time, and we've requested mutual aid from cities all across the Metroplex to provide us front-end loaders and dump trucks. Please do not try to gain access to the damaged neighborhoods at this time. We'll be posting updates as we clear specific areas, and please monitor social media for updates. This process is expediting our citizens being able to gain access to their homes and property through open roadways. In addition, we're also removing all damaged, inoperable vehicles from those same neighborhoods. And if you had a vehicle in one of those areas, you can either contact Martin Services at 972-485-4458 or Cafe Towing. They are over at 972-309-9757. You need to make sure that you give them their license plate number so that they can confirm which wrecker company has possession of your vehicle. Keep in mind that they are the only contract wrecker services authorized to remove vehicles in the city of Rowlett. And again, I think the key point that we need to go back to is that they are closing entire neighborhoods to all traffic and persons,
including, unfortunately, probably the residents,
including those folks that live there. So, you know, that being said, then again, we have folks that maybe were kind of in their house and don't have electricity and whatnot, and those folks are going to be going, so they need a place to stay, and they need blankets and warm things. It's cold out there tonight, so if anyone, you know, it's not so much the clothes now that they need, but they need warm blankets. They need things that will keep them warm, and they really just need an escort. They might need an escort out of the area there, especially if their car has been damaged. So if any folks want to step up to meet them on the outskirts of that, that's fine to do. But please, no looky-loos. Move yourself on so that the City of Raleigh Police Department can do their jobs as needed.
Yeah, this is a time where everybody really wants to help, and we get it. But again, let's let the professionals handle this first wave. There are going to be so many opportunities later on down the road to be able to volunteer your services. So just understand that right now it's time for the professionals, the people that can dig underneath buildings and get people and things of that sort. So make sure you understand that. So we did an hour and a half here, Lois. Is there anything else we want to cover before we're out of here? Okay, so we are pretty much covered out there as far as that is concerned. Again, folks, you can listen to this on in archive. It'll probably be good probably until tomorrow. So make sure you post it out there to where people can get it. That way they don't have to read through all this, and we'll cover everything. Everything is out there. So that's going to do it for Lois and I here on our new show that was actually supposed to premiere in April, but we got it off it going. It is On the Air with Sonny Clark. So make sure you check that out. We're going to probably come back on either me or both. Lois and I will try to do a little bit more, keep you informed with some of the newer things that are going to be happening out there for things that are needed for the City of Rowlett. So for Lois, I am Sonny Clark. Make sure you join us. And next time we're on, we'll be on the Facebook pages as well. Everybody have a good day. Bye-bye.